Soccer La Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to Soccer La Duma Radio. I am Nkululeko Nkeu. So, Soccer La Duma, in conjunction with Capitec, came up with a great initiative to reward everyday heroes. Mxolisi Ngongoma emailed a submission on how he managed to save money and won an opportunity to interview Rowan Fernandez. The following conversation is between myself and Kaizer Chiefs legend Rowan Fernandez, and the conversation and the questions were entirely from the winner of the competition, Mxolisi Ngongoma. Do enjoy the conversation.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
So the first question is, do you have any fond memories of the Soweto derbies, and what makes the derby special?
Yeah, of course, man. My very first one, when I played at the Telkom Charity Cup, we played against the Pirates at the old FNB Stadium. I mean, Thabo Mbeki was still playing for them. Silver Lakazu was still playing for them. So, that was my very first one to experience. That was awesome. Just a massive, massive crowd, deafening crowd. And we lost the game, unfortunately. But what an experience, man. And then, of course, one where Sean scored the winner in the last... sorry, the equaliser in the 92nd minute from a corner. That's a good one. So, yeah, but every derby is different. Every derby experience was awesome. And I loved it. Every moment was special.
Mm. And what do you think makes it special? Is it the rivalry? Is it the history?
It's a combination. It's the tradition, the rivalry, the history. The fantastic crowd that comes on derby day. I mean, during the normal season, crowds aren't that great. But come derby day, regardless who's doing well and who's not doing well, the stadium is sold out. And that is an awesome experience. So that 89,000 people screaming and shouting, and the whole week is a build-up towards the derby. So the whole week is a culmination. Oh, it's just fantastic.
Would you rather watch two derbies per season? Do you think that the fact that it plays out like maybe five times a season with the black label matchups, does it devalue the speciality of the derby?
Yeah, I think it's kind of too much of a good thing. I mean, you look at the La Liga, you've got Real Madrid and Barcelona. They take it twice in the league, which is pretty cool, and then occasionally in the cups. And because it's so unique and such a big thing, it's awesome. You know? So if you get it a bit too often, it loses charm a bit. So you keep it. Yeah, I know that PSL wants to do marketing and make money out of it, but yeah, so don't ruin a good thing, man. You've got a fantastic event in the derby, and just cash in you can. And leave it for the two league fans and the occasional cup game in the league. Otherwise, that's it. Sorry, the occasional cup matchup. Otherwise, we can't have it too often. Otherwise, then it becomes too mundane and too boring. Too often. You know, rather leave a derby something special and work it that way.
Mm, right. And you also played in one of the biggest leagues in the world when you moved to the Bundesliga for Arminia Bielefeld in Germany. Please tell us a bit about the move and your experiences in Germany.
Yeah, the move was awesome. I mean, Ernst Windorp was my coach at Chiefs at the time in 2007, and he was released from Chiefs. And my deal with Chiefs was expiring in the June of that year. And as fate had it, Ernst got a job in Bielefeld. He's highly respected in Bielefeld. He's one of the... In Germany, Bielefeld, he's very respected. He was voted coach of the decade, coach of the century, sorry, in Bielefeld. So he's very respected. And when he went to Croatia, he phoned me and said, do you want to come with you? Or do you want to come join me? So the whole deal took about 2 weeks to finalize. It was very quick. And what an awesome experience. So thanks to Arena, Dinkelark, and of course Ernst Windorp for getting me across there. But what an experience, man. Jesus. Oh, God. I get goosebumps thinking about it. Oh, what an experience. He's one of the top leagues in the world, and to be making a name for myself in Europe. And yeah, every week was a challenge. You know, every week you're playing superstars and household names. And you can't afford to be slacking. Every game, you have to push yourself to the next level. And you're training with top quality guys, and you're playing against even better guys on the weekend. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was a whole new cultural shock experience, but I loved it. And I was only there for 4 years, but I wish I could have stayed there a lot longer.
Yeah. And do you think any of our current crop of goalkeepers have what it takes to play in the Bundesliga?
The current crop, no. I don't think so. I think, look, it was a little bit of luck on my side, in the sense that Ernst went to Kost, and I've been there for a couple of months at Chiefs, so he knew my qualities. And I was lucky in the sense that Reina also was involved in the move. He knew the guys in Germany as well, so I got a nice recommendation from Reina and Ernst. So you need a bit of luck on the side as well, but I think the current crop, yeah, that's it. No, not really, you know. Difficult. No, I don't think so.
All right. And in general, in terms of players, why do you think we don't have enough players playing in top European leagues anymore in South Africa?
Yeah, Yeah, it's difficult because in South Africa, we class a youngster 21, 22, 23. You know? But in Europe, a youngster is 16, 17. When they hit 22, 23, they're experienced competitors. They played 3-4 seasons in the top league. And they really be on the back foot because our development structures are not at scratch. So our players develop much later. But in Europe, they're developing much earlier. And then, you know, of course, the money is a big thing. And the players earning decent salaries in the PSL right now, and the comfort of them with their friends and family, getting all the recognition in the press, and oh, they're loving the lifestyles in the nightclubs and buying fancy cars and stuff, and like living the life, you know. And they don't want to go to Europe. You know, well, I must have fly 10 hours to a foreign country, speak a foreign language, where I'll be treated like rubbish because I'm a foreigner, whereas I can stay here at a decent wage and be respected and love my peers and family and friends and etc. So people don't make the sacrifice anymore. The players are living in comfort zones, yeah, and they don't want to make the leap because they don't experience what Europe is like. I mean, when I joined Bielefeld, I earned less than Bielefeld than I did the Chiefs. But I wanted to be experienced. I wanted to get playing in the Bundesliga. I wanted to be the first African keeper in Germany, and I was. You know, yeah, maybe the drive, determination, the want for success is died off a bit since back then. Now it's more need for money, and the money here is pretty good in terms of what they earn. And players are happy to stay here.
All right, let's now stretch your memory a bit to your time in the German Bundesliga. Someone wants to know, who do you think was the best player in the Bundesliga at the time that you played in?
Oh, my God, how can I choose one? I mean, I was going to my garage the other day, I have all jerseys I found. I mean, Jesus, Manuel Neuer was playing at Schalke back then. Oliver Kahn was still playing at Bayern Munich. I mean,
oof. Oliver Kahn.
Yeah, Frank Ribery, Arjen Robben were at Bayern Munich. Diego was playing for Werder Bremen. Özil was a Bremen right there. Rakitic from Barcelona was a Schalke. So to pinpoint one particular player would be very difficult. I was just reminiscing over to my wife, like, jeez, man. The players I played with are very fortunate to have played in the same era as those players then. So, I mean, Rafael van der Vaart was playing Hamburg. Keepers, come on. Mark van Bommel was playing at Bayern Munich. So, I mean, yeah. To pinpoint one particular player would be unfair. But I was lucky that I was blessed. Bundesliga is, David, covered. There's so many good players in the Bundesliga. So it's hard to choose one. So now I was lucky. Every week I played against superstars.
That was a galaxy of stars in the league. And moving right along then, who was your best coach in your career and why would you choose that individual as the best coach?
Again, to pinpoint one particular coach is difficult. As a keeper coach, I loved working with Randy Clarke. He was very good. As a head coach, yeah, I was lucky. I was blessed. You know, I had Carlos Cuero, I had Carlos Pereira. You know, I was coached by Ernst Windorp, Jeepers, even Roger for a short stint. You know, so to pinpoint one particular coach would be difficult. I enjoyed working with all of them. Stuart Baxter for once was also difficult. Every coach had a unique quality. And, you know, we thrived most particular qualities. And, yeah, I just enjoyed working with all of them. So to pinpoint one particular coach, a head coach, would be difficult. But, yeah, goalkeeper coach, obviously, Reinhard Kalaka, and in Germany, Thomas Schlick. They were exceptional for me in terms of goalkeeper development. So those are two, for me as a goalkeeper, I would look at more of them.
And in terms of career highlights, what were those in your career as a player, the biggest highlights?
Jeepers, man. Well, the Beast Cup of the Chiefs in 2001 was the Mandela Cup back then, the Cup of African Cup. For them was cool. Winning the league twice, the Chiefs is awesome. Then the season we won, the Tata Yonke, Operation Fat Alas. You know, we took
I remember that operation.
Yeah, man, of course, making my first debut for Bafana, making my debut for the Wits for Chiefs, or then making my debut in the Bundesliga. Yeah, so it's like a huge one particular highlight. Difficult. I was very, very blessed. My career is full of highlights. My lowlights, obviously, the injuries, but the highlights are every game I played was a blessing.
Right. And what are you currently doing these days since you're no longer playing the game, and what are your plans for the future?
Yeah, I'm a jack of all trades right now, master of none. I'm into real estate. I work for a company in Berlin, renting out houses and selling houses. So I went to property management. I do that full time. Then I do some coaching on the side for an academy in Berlin. I do the goalkeeper coaching on the side. I help them out quite a bit. Yeah, that's it. property consultant.
All right. And then last few questions. What is your word of advice to the youth of South Africa in general, not only in sport?
The youth of today, get outside, man. Don't be stuck at a TV screen or your head down into the cell phone. Look up in life. Get outside and experience life, man. Life is beautiful. Life is short. Make the most of it.
All right. And then the World Cup, there are two main things about the World Cup. The winners, someone wants you to pick the winners for the World Cup, and why are you picking those? And also touch on the African teams. Why are they not doing well, and why are they not making their mark on the world stage?
Sure. Well, my legions lay with Germany before tournament. They didn't last very long. They got jumped up pretty quickly. There's all sorts of nonsense that they're not knowing. Germany's riding this national team, and it's I think a bit of a maker that they have now, the German national team, which is what they need. But yeah, I'm enjoying the World Cup, and I've loved the upsets. Every game's been very upsetful. It's quite cool knowing that the favourites aren't always the favourites. They get knocked out quickly. It's pretty cool. I'm loving Belgium. They're playing really good soccer. So let's see what happens there. I mean, Belgium.
Well, you have Belgium, to actually pick a winner from the ones that are left.
Yeah, if anything, right now, I think Belgium. But they're all four very good teams. I mean, they've all done really well through the right now. And any one of the four can win it. But what I've seen, yeah. Sure, but then. Belgium's called plenty, and France are clever, so it's a tricky one.
Mm. And your word on the African teams not doing well, all of them crashing out in the group stages?
Yeah, elements of luck again. We've been lucky in getting some goals against us. As you go, the African teams. How many goals are conceded by set pieces? It's amazing. It's just, I think it also comes down to discipline. That the European-based players were more focused on discipline when it comes to set pieces and critical times. Yeah, it'll be a few years before Africa can challenge top-level countries again. We came close with Senegal, which is going through. Unfortunately, with the fair play, we'll knock them out. But yeah, let's see. We've got 4 years now to wait for the next World Cup. Let's hope we can change.
All right, Rowan, thank you very much for your time. Those were the questions from the fans. We really appreciate you giving us your time.
Cool, man. Thanks so much. Okay.
Capitec, together with Sokola Duma, have found a way to reward and celebrate everyday South Africans for telling their financial success stories. We aim to inspire others in the country who face financial challenges on a day-to-day basis to learn from these experiences. We will give the storytellers the opportunity to become Sokola Duma journalists for a day. Each month, Capitec will provide a theme for all the potential storytellers out there. This month, the theme is Life Happens. Send us your story to mystory@sokoladuma.co.za and tell us your story in less than 400 words. The winning letter will be published in the Sokola Duma newspaper. Remember, the competition closes on the 12th of July. Let's now hear from the main man himself, Mxolisi Ngongoma. We're now joined on the line by Mxolisi, the winner of this month's campaign, who emailed his submission on his savings and was selected by Capitec as the best story to come from a Sokola Duma reader. Mxolisi, thank you very much for your time. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm good. All we wanted to find out from you is, well, you sent us your questions, you told us your story. Now, how does it feel to see you and your name being on the pages of Sokola Duma asking Rowan Fernandez questions?
Well, thank you very much for your question. I was very excited to see my name on the pages of Sokola Duma because I've been reading Sokola Duma since, I can't even remember, but it's from a long time ago. But then I would like to thank you guys, the Sokola Duma and Capitec, for giving me this platform and also to be able to interact with my hero, Rowan Fernandez. I watched him play for Chiefs, and I feel like he was one of the best goalkeepers, especially when it comes to distribution and saving penalties as well. And so to interact with him, it is a privilege for me, and I wish I can do it again.
All right. And I was about to ask before we let you go, do you have any ambitions of being in the media space in future?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm a very good writer, and especially I'd like to be involved in sports, too specific in football. So right now I'm starting my blog as well, to blog, and also I'll be starting as a freelance writer very soon.
All right, that is Mxolisi Ngongoma. We thank you very much for your time, and we wish you the best of luck for your future in writing.
Well, thanks a lot for contacting me and giving me the chance to speak to Mr. Ron Finnelly. It's
a
pleasure.
Thank you very much, Mxolisi. We thank you very much for listening. A special thumbs up to both Rowan and Mxolisi. From myself, Nkululeko Nkeu, it's goodbye for now.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.